That was fun. Next item, please. 583.
Accept a $188,000 award from Metro Nature in Neighborhoods Capital Grants Program for improvements at Leech Botanical Garden.
Oh, this sounds good, too. Commissioner Fritz.
Yeah, the good news just keeps going. Thank you, Matt. Let me ask our guests to come forward. Thank you. This action will accept a grant from Metro to help support the improvements at Leech Botanical Gardens. And it's just another great partnership with Metro, and we're very grateful to have Metro Councillor Shirley Craddock here with us today. Just on Saturday, we celebrated another partnership with Metro in the opening of the Whittaker Ponds gateway improvements. And so there's just all kinds of good things happening in partnership with Metro. The Friends of Leech Botanical Gardens have played an absolutely fantastic role in this. And with the system development charge investment from Parks, the Leech Botanical Garden campaign, the grant from Metro, and I believe some Prosper Portland money, we have a total added revenue of $8.9 million. And actually, that's added because the Prosper Portland money was before this. So this is going to be a multi-million dollar improvement in East Portland, and I could not be happier. Thank you to all of those who have helped support the work for Leech Botanical Gardens. And now turn it over to Ross Swanson, the Capital Project Manager for Parks, who will give us the presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, Mayor, Council members. I am Ross Swanson, I'm the Capital Project Manager with Parks and Recreation. And with me is Bernie Kurowski from Prosper Portland, Councillor Shirley Craddock from Metro. David Porter from Leech Garden Friends was to be here, but he's unfortunately ill today, and he sends his thank you. And if you don't know, the Leech Garden Friends is the nonprofit that operates the programming at the garden. So earlier this year, David and I were here to amend the design contract for the upcoming Leech Garden capital project. We requested the change to that design contract because of the successful fundraising efforts that the coalition here put together, allowing us to pursue the ambitious project that you have before you. Today we are here specifically to secure the intergovernmental agreement with the Metro funding source, but also we wanted to acknowledge the other partners at the table. So before I turn over the microphone to the partner representatives, I wanted to provide a brief history and a description of the project. The goals of the plan, back in 2014, Leech Garden Friends and Portland Parks and Recreation entered into a master planning and capital project for the garden, which was catalyzed by the acquisition of a property just to the north of the longtime standing property. We hired a nationally recognized garden team of land morphology and Olson Kundig out of Seattle. They master planned and created a development strategy which included how do we develop in a rational manner that we can ensure that the Leech Garden Friends can maintain the property as we developed. The goals of the plan were to connect the upper garden with the lower garden in the iconic manor house that we all know. They were to create community open space and provide a regional draw and a national recognition garden for East Portland. While Portland does have a lot of world-renowned gardens within Portland, most of them are on the west side. And then finally, strategically balance the operations and revenues for the garden. The slide before you is the first phase of the upper garden developed, sort of extracted out of the 2015 full development plan. The scope of work for this project does include improved infrastructure and utilities. It includes an aerial tree walk, as demonstrated by the upper left and the lower slide, and then community open spaces, including a fireplace terrace and gathering green, and finally a habitat and pollinator garden that's in the upper right, and Metro funded this piece of work. So the project revenues are a result of 4 years of fundraising, and it is a cross-section of both private and public funding, which is why we're presenting to you today to celebrate this broad partnership. Parks Department has recently contributed $5.5 million of SDCs. Thank you, Commissioner. Leech Garden Friends is contributing $1.26 in its fundraising efforts. And finally, our public agency partners who are at the table with me, Metro, also committed the $188,000, and Prosper Portland committed another $1.8 million. As I said, we are here to accept the ordinance for Metro's Nature in the Neighborhoods grant. I should state that in addition to these numbers that we see, there was also roughly $1 million spent in getting us here through land use planning and, like I said, all the efforts for how we strategically develop this park properly. This is where I was going to turn it over to David Porter. He extends his gratitude to everybody who's gotten us here as well. Big thanks to Commissioner Fritch for issuing the challenge that got us here. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our partners, Metro Councillor Shirley Craddock. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I'm really pleased to be able to be here today. It's really an honor, and I want to thank the voters of the region for allowing us to be able to make these funds available to the City of Portland. As you all know, Leech Botanical Gardens is a beautiful area in East Portland on 122nd. These improvements provide a great opportunity to further Metro's mission to protect our clean water and restore habitat and provide opportunities for people to experience nature close to home, as the gardens are right on Johnson Creek. I'm proud that Metro is able to support this grant and build visitor improvements and restore habitat at the gardens. It's a cherished area, particularly those residents that live in the David Douglas School District. Many of them are very proud of this area and often visit it. When the Grant Review Committee, the Nature Neighborhoods Grant Review Committee, selected this project for funding in 2016, the committee members said they were inspired by the committee's vision for this space and impressed by the momentum the project has garnered. They recognize that the strong partnerships that exist at the gardens with the numerous community organizations that are using Leech to engage people in nature in culturally sensitive ways. Leech Garden Friends has done an impressive job building meaningful relationships among the many community partners, volunteers, and neighbors that live in the area. Part of what makes this project so important is that it will provide easy access to nature for residents of East Portland, one of the city's most diverse areas, and as Commissioner Fritz has mentioned in the past, also an area that has the least access to parks. The Nature Neighborhoods Grant is thanks again to the voters of the Portland Metro Region. Four times now since 1995, the voters have approved the setting funds aside for two large bond measures and two levies. And without these funds, this project would not be able to be, we would not be able to make this contribution today. As Metro begins to shape the region's next natural areas bond measure, it will incorporate some of the commitments it will incorporate our commitment to racial equity. We will look to projects like Leech as an example of how we can protect water quality, fish and wildlife habitat while providing access to nature close to home for people of color. So I want to say congratulations to the Portland Parks and Recreation Department. Thank you very much, Commissioner, for your support of this, and to the Leech Garden Friends and everybody that has worked on this and been able to make this happen. It's an honor to be able to give these funds to the city today. So thank you.
Bernie. Okay. Good morning.
Morning.
Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. My name is Bernie Karoski. I'm a project manager at Prosper Portland, and I'm just here just to say a few words in support of this great project. Prosper Portland released a five-year strategic plan in 2015. The plan focuses our work on building an equitable economy, especially in communities of color and other underserved areas of Portland. The investments Prosper Portland makes reflect our key values: to make a difference, to build partnerships, to advance equity, and to innovate. We invest carefully to honor the public trust, and in doing so, we hope to affect and serve the people of Portland. When we build community, when we encourage shared prosperity, when we make a difference, we add to the prosperity of Portland. The Leech Botanical Garden projects aligns with our mission by increasing open space, access to healthy, complete neighborhoods that connect to jobs and transportation. We are very proud to support this project and to be here at this table in partnership with Metro, with Portland Parks and Recreation, and with Friends of Leech Botanical Gardens. Thank you very much for your time.
Appreciate it. Commissioner Fritz.
I need to acknowledge that it was Commissioner Fish who first started pushing Leech Botanical Garden and kind of got me, at first begrudgingly, on board with this project and deferred to him as the Parks Commissioner, but it was really his fire and determination that got it started in the first place. I mean, obviously, the garden has been there for a long time and the Friends have been doing a valiant job. It's now become this broad partnership with Prosper, with Metro, started by Commissioner Fish, supported by all of us. Transportation is doing a major project with the bridge, which is going to enhance the entire area and the access, which is exciting. So thank you to everybody who's been involved. I know that former Multnomah County Commissioner Diane McKeel was instrumental in the fundraising, along with the other members of the Leech Botanical Board. Mary Rose Navarro has been really a stalwart on a lot of these projects. And when you mentioned the 1995 bond measure, that project, my pet project, was the first thing that was funded with that 95 bond measure. So that's one of the reasons that I'm here on this council today, is recognizing that everybody needs a gem in their neighborhood. And this is certainly going to be a gem for East Portland, and I think for the country as a whole. I think people will come to Leech as an international destination, not just a regional or a city destination. So thank you for all your work.
Mayor, I just want to make a comment. First, thank you for those kind words. But, you know, the in 10 or 20 years, we're going to look back on what we've collectively done in East Portland. And we're going to take some pride in reversing a trend that for, you know, the narrative for years was the city was not investing in East Portland and there was a big parks deficit. Just under the last 4 years of Commissioner Fritz, I think the city's investment has been in excess of $50 million in acquisition and build-out of parks in East Portland. And we're just getting started. So it's very exciting. The other day I was took a trip to a fundraiser at Zenger Farm, and I had dinner with my son in the Urban Grange, looking out, you know, on the wetland, and it's a magical sight. But we were reflecting on the way out there that we drove through Lentz, and Lentz is almost unrecognizable with all of the new development that's happening around Greater Lentz. And we passed the Foster Floodplain, which is a tremendous public amenity and well done. And then Zenger Farm, and of course just up the street is Leech Botanical Garden. And so what we have really is almost an eco-district that has formed. And, you know, as I think about, you know, when people come to the city and they say, I've got a three-day weekend, you know, what are some of the highlights that we should look at? I now routinely tell them they should go out to Foster and hit one or more of those fantastic institutions. And they've all been nurtured through public-private partnerships, which is how we do our best work. So thank you to everybody. Thanks to Metro for this grant. Council Member Craddock, I'll be seeing you tomorrow to talk about another bond measure and having a conversation at Metro. But this is really good work, and it's a great investment, and we're grateful that Metro has made this decision.
Thank you. But may I make one more comment? I just want to make sure you know how much we really appreciate the partnership the city has with Metro. And just this week, this last Saturday, we cut the ribbon for Whitaker Ponds, and so there were funds there that Metro was able to help with that area that's on the Columbia Slough. Today, of course, is the Leech Botanical Gardens. This Friday, we'll be breaking ground on the Inclusive Nature Play at Cooch Park. And then on June 30th, the long-awaited celebration of Cully Park. So just like you describe, it takes all of us to make this happen. And so thank you so much again for your partnership.
It's working.
Very good. Public testimony on this item.
No one signed up.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. Commissioner Frey.
Isn't it emergency? No, you're right. Sorry. Mistaken my notes. I just also wanted to thank Lorna McGuire, the asset manager for Portland Parks and Recreation, who's here. Former Parks Director Mike Abate has been a strong supporter of this site throughout his time at the city. Current Interim Director Kia Selly is also right on board. So we will continue just powering right ahead. And thank you again for all of your partnerships.
Thank you.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.